Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
Yeah. Look at my balls bounce, man. Yeah, look at them fucking bouncing balls. Yeah, look at those balls. Yeah. Yeah. And then I can pull them up right up against my body.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Oh, mama.
Oh, yes. Fuck my ass.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse.
Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution left in my hole.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Hey, assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
In my sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you, back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great show for you. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday, we'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you how much I hate Facebook. I know this is not a popular opinion. Everyone is on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. But what I really can't stand is people, and I'm talking about my friends here. I'm not even talking about people I don't know. Not like I'm, you know, singling you freaks out, although you do it too. Everyone does it. It's when people post their every fucking little thought on Facebook as if we give a shit. And then they also include their deep political, social, or humanitarian takes on things. Like, I've got friends who write shit like, they post on their wall, "I want to love who I love, and you tell me that's wrong? Isn't love the same regardless of who's feeling it? But my government says I can't. The land of the free? Not if you're gay." Wow, you're really speaking from the heart. You're going to change some minds with posts like that. Except the only people who can see your stupid posts are your friends, who obviously probably already think the same way as you. And then I also get posts from people that say, think about the troops that have given their life for you so you can enjoy the things that you enjoy. Post this if you feel the same way. Or like, you know, people post like, you know, if you're against cancer, post this. What? First of all, no one likes cancer. So, you know, if you get 1,000 likes, what the fuck is that going to do? People just want to feel like they're doing something important. But you can't, because it's Facebook and nothing important is going on in Facebook. You know, the most important thing on Facebook is fucking Fishville or whatever. Here is a post from Facebook. This is from, Lily has been posting this kind of shit on her wall. Here's a post. "I can't." All right. Then Lily went from being in a relationship to single. And then she posts on her wall, "I don't know how long I can last." And then a few minutes later, "Mistake. I could use someone." And then a few minutes later, "There's only one thing that I want." Finally, Dale, one of her supposed friends, writes, "Lily, no one gives a fuck. Stop wasting precious Facebook megabytes on your gay-ass fuck boyfriend. For fuck's sakes, if I have to read another status about your problems, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out." Dale is my hero. Thank you, Dale. Keep fighting the good fight. Now for Sextastic Tuesday. If you're new to the program, this is a simple bit where I scour the web looking for erotic pieces of fiction that are poorly written, disgusting, or just weird. I then present it to you in a bit we call Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Today's story is a bit of a piece of fan fiction, but it doesn't really matter. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Metal Gear, the video game. Like I said, though, it doesn't really matter. Just some of the names you guys might recognize if you are a fan of Metal Gear. So here we go. After hours in Groznyzhgrad, I don't know what that means, Ivan sat naked on his knees in front of Volgrin's hardened member. A typical evening. "Did you drink all the vodka I gave you, Vanya?" Volgrin whispered hoarsely, some vain attempt at a coup as he let his large fingers run through Ivan's hair. The blonde was unsteady, even on his knees. Eyelids drooped in a drunken smile on his lips. "Yes, sir, the whole bottle. I'm ready." He He let out a heavy sigh, nuzzling his face against Volgren's length. His lips puckered out to kiss it, but too drunk to aim. Good boy! Volgren patted Ivan on the head in unison with his words, wearing his trademark sadistic sneer. It'll numb the pain. Ivan's head lolled in what might have been a nod, followed by a line of drool dripping down his chin. There was more than just alcohol in that vodka, and Volgren knew it. Ivan didn't, of course. All right, Vanya, he spoke firmly, the hand that had treated Ivan like a good mutt now gripping the fine blonde hairs, pulling him forward towards his erect cock. Ivan's mouth hung open and waiting, but found that bitter member filling half his field of vision instead, to which he jerked back, stopped by the steely grip of his hair. Ow, what are you doing? My mouth's down here. I wanted to try something new today. He kept that grin, but his teeth were clenched. Not in anger, so much as anticipation. His cock was hard and painfully throbbing. It took all the self-control he had not to just impale Ivan on him and be done with it. Now open that pretty blue eye of yours, Vanya. I want to see it coat my cock. He's gonna eyeball fuck him. There were just enough drugs in Ivan to make him not reel away in horror. Instead, he asked in his current messy slur, "Won't that, hurt?" Smart man. Volgren shook his head, tensions rising. The muscles in the side of his face could be seen clenched tight and pulled. The man might break his molars at this point. No, Vanya. That's what the vodka was for. He's gonna need more than vodka. Now, let's not delay this any longer. I'm hard. All right, fine. The young man groaned, forced to tilt his head a bit by Volgren's adrenaline-rushed hand. Volgren, who eased himself close until the slit of his dick was cradled against Ivan's watering iris, eyelid twitching and begging to shut. Despite his automatic responses, Ivan was relatively calm and only grimaced, gripping Volgren's thigh in one hand. Volgren pressed, and he pressed, and he was defeated by the realization that one couldn't just shove their dick into an occupied eye socket. Vanya, he muttered, letting go of that soft hair in order to meet his companion on near, ironic eye level. I need to take this out first. And without warning, Ivan's head was seized again as a thumb dug its way into the space between the tear duct and eyeball, popping it out like some kind of Halloween painted cherry. And naturally, vodka, drugs, or no, Ivan screamed. It actually frightened Volgren, a sharp pang in his chest. Maybe he'd compare it to lightning if he weren't so numb to that electrical charge. He was down on his knees, trying to calm the panicky mess that was Ivan back down into whimpers and gasps. His large, muscular arms held him in embrace. Aww. It's a romantic sex story. Ivan's hands only concentrated on attempting to hold his eye in his palm, but it hurt too much to touch. And they only hovered around it like an invisible barrier, keeping it out of his grasp. Once Ivan had calmed down a bit, well, I'm assuming that took a while. I know I'd be freaking out for a bit if someone ripped my eye out. All right, where are we at here? Once Ivan had calmed down a bit, Volgren pulled away, erection dampened maybe, but still ready to go on. Vanya, whatever. Another hoarse attempt at a coup. Let's go on. Ivan didn't answer, only sniffled. My eye is missing. What did you do, you bastard? No, this is a good thing. All right. Volgren pulled out a knife and cut the stalk of muscle keeping his eye in place. And while Ivan whimpered again, threatened to set him off, that inner sadist couldn't help but enjoy the feeling of holding such a beautiful piece of work between his thumb and forefinger. Round, tiny red veins, spider webbing out from the back. He squished it beneath his fingers a moment later and went on, grabbing Ivan by the hair once more and pulling his tense body forward. Volgren was finding that perhaps blood was not a good lubricant. You find that out the hard way. It's something you have to experience. The way in was dry, like trying to masturbate with water as lube. Not to mention it was tight. He barely was able to squeeze his cock into the opening. As a sadist as he was, he couldn't live with the idea of breaking Ivan's cheekbone to accommodate him. The idea of ruining such a perfect face and of destroying Ivan's vanity any further was not an option. Yeah, we're going to stop at the eyeball. That's where I draw the line. Maybe he'd get him a nice eye patch after this. The muscles inside Raykov's socket, I don't know what that means, but I guess that's his name. Raykov's socket throbbed and twitched like trying to move a phantom limb, whatever color he wanted, stitched personally by the best seamstress in Russia. I didn't quite get that line, but I'm just going to keep moving on. He only had the head in, maybe half an inch of his actual dick. He hit a wall of muscle, tight and pulsating. not. Bleeding now, definitely from the severed muscle, it bubbled out from between the space where Ivan's brow met his shaft. Whenever he moved, pushed in or out, blood would follow. Ivan was gasping as if in ecstasy. Suddenly, sharp moans. Probably of pain right now, but the first time always hurt. He'll like it soon enough. I don't know if anyone can get used to that, being fucked in the eye socket. Vanya, Volgrin grunted, pressing hard against that barrier inside his skull. He needed that hot, throbbing, somewhat dry warmth to cover him completely. With enough short thrust, something tore, led way to deeper heat. Ivan's skull taking in the entirety of Volgrin's dick, his balls were pressed against his cheek. He was that close. And what Volgrin saw was that pretty blonde head, hair tussled from his grip, impaled through the eye on his erection. Blood still liked to squirt out from that space in between them. They were so close right now, and in Ivan's skull, he could feel something soft in comparison. Goddamn brain. Yet still firm. It had eased its way around his cock and split to its whim like the parting sea. He thrust into that new heat, finding it to be an excellent lubricant, whatever it was. Think! Ivan was still making sounds, whimpers, and grunts, his pale hand reaching for his own half-hard dick to stroke it feverishly, like he always did. See, Volgrin knew he'd warm up to it eventually. Vanya, I think I've found a new hole to loosen up, he chuckled, voice dripping with sadistic lust and passion. He grabbed Ivan's head in both hands and started to furiously pound into his skull. It was only when Ivan gasped, shuddering out garbled bits of Russian, that he realized what that intoxicating heat he was fucking was. It was his brain! I knew that. He felt his balls tighten, his dick struck with a sudden surge of heat. He was fucking Ivan's brains! It made him harder than he even realized he could be right now. Each thrust into the soft, squishy little skull of Ivan's making his fingers tighten into his knots of hair and press against his scalp. Imagine it, all those neurons firing off around his cock, like the electricity beating around his hands in rage. All those mangled, confused thoughts that must be traveling through Ivan's circuits. And the fact the boy was still pumping his cock made it that much more beautiful. What a primal urge sex was. Yes, to still be stroking oneself to orgasm and inevitable death. It only took Volgrin a few more hard thrusts to set him off. A slight spark of electricity, but imagine the ones in Ivan's brain, he thought to himself, oblivious to the fact that Ivan had already passed shortly... Ivan's dead. Oblivious to the fact Ivan had already passed shortly after reaching orgasm, and he was off, pulling out, watching cum, blood, and brain matter leak out of Ivan's stretched socket as he slumped forward before collapsing on the floor. An exhale from the larger Soviet, and then silence. It wasn't like the ecstatic realization he had had when realizing his dick was in Ivan's brain, but it was pretty much on par. It was a sudden, overwhelming regret he didn't want to admit to. Ivan was dead. His Vanya, soft and sweet. Well, he was a good boy. He gave himself up completely in the end to Volgrin. So, of course, Volgrin would be coming back for seconds, after all. It was the least he could do for poor Vanya. Don't let the man die in vain. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for July 25th, 2011. This story was actually written by a freak. His name is Andy, and he wants to assure you all that he did not write this story for Sextastic Tuesday. This is just a story that he wrote a while ago. He says it's not to gross anybody out. It was just written on a whim to get myself off. That's probably the most disturbing thing I've read in a while. Like, this is what gets Andy off. Skull fucking. Getting brain matter on your dick. Nice. I thought this might be right up your alley, and I'd love to hear you rip it to shreds. It's fan fiction of Metal Gear Solid 3. So there you go. Thank you very much, Andy, for the submission. Today's Sextastic Tuesday, as always, was brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK. Use it. This isn't a scam, freaks. I'm serious. A lot of listeners have used this coupon code with success. 50% off just about any item. That's half off. That's crazy. Find something you like. There's men's sex toys, women's sex toys. If you're in a relationship and you want to spice things up, there's lingerie, toys for both of you, lubes, movies, all sorts of shit. Pick out something you like. You'll save 50%. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift just for being a Distorted View listener. Use coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up on dumb news right now. Again, real quick, I want to mention what's been going on here. If you are Sideshow listeners, you've been getting the program very early in the morning. Today's program was posted just after midnight, as was yesterday's. Plus, today I've got an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. So it's a great time to sign up if you want your Distorted View in time for the early morning commute or whatever. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do video cast for you as well. You can pick up all of last week's exclusive programs if you sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here first up. A young girl was found caged and attempting to eat herself in a mobile home in Virginia. Sure. Cops say her parents are responsible. No fucking shit. The malnourished girl, believed to be either 5 or 6, and delicious, was discovered in a crib covered in barbecue sauce. No. That was converted into a makeshift cage after police arrived at the home to investigate a burglary last week. The girl's parents, Brian and Shannon Gore, were arrested and charged with felony child abuse. The mother was also charged with attempted capital murder. However, the gruesome twosome now faces first-degree murder charges after the remains of what authorities believe to be another child were found buried outside their mobile home. The 5-year-old probably ate her. I'm hungry! I've done this for 20 years, and I've never seen anything like this in my life, said Sheriff's Major Daryl Warren. A month-old baby boy was also found in the home, but was in good condition. The parents liked him. Both he and the older girl are now in the care of the County Department of Social Services. The horrific find came as police investigated a robbery on April 17th. Now, if you knew that the cops were going to be coming to your house, and you have to know that, you called in a burglary. Someone robbed us. Of course, police are going to show up. Wouldn't you try to hide your caged children or dead ones? Again, this just goes back to my theory that only the dumb crooks are getting caught. Imagine all the weird shit that's going on that hasn't been reported because, you know, these criminals were smart and they covered their tracks and shit. All right, what actually happened here was a nearby homeowner reported that his house was broken into and a bunch of shit was stolen. Investigators trailed this to an auction house which claimed to have bought gold from 25-year-old Shannon Gore. Authorities arrived at her mobile home with a search warrant when they made the shocking discovery. The girl's blonde hair was matted and filled with knots. Someone doesn't have to worry about winning the Little Miss Virginia pageant. Although that's the type of contestant I would love to see. It's a fucking mess. Emaciated, matted hair. The only thing the parents give the kid for dinner is like cigarettes or something. And here comes our next contestant, 5-year-old Cassidy Gore. Hit it.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Jack 29. Boy, can you give me a shine? I can't afford. That's right. To borrow the Chattanooga. Mommy, I don't know the word. Sorry, Mommy. I just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania Station at about 4:15. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner. Nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
All right, enough. Sounds like she's 50. Yes, it's a very sad story that I'm making fun of here. The girl's blonde hair was matted and filled with knots. She wore only a diaper and t-shirt, hot, and was eating flakes of dried skin on her body. Oh my God. Brian Gore, 29, reportedly told police the girl had been kept in the cage since the summer. It was horrific. I don't know what else to say, said Lieutenant Scott Little of the Sheriff's Department. They seem like nice people, neighbor Tim Hudnall told the newspaper. He noted he had seen the baby boy, but never saw a girl with the Gores in the 6 years they've been neighbors. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A man has been hurt in a portable shitter after it exploded in Australia. What the hell is going on? The victim, who was taking part in a joint Australia/United States military exercise at the time, was rushed to the hospital with burns to his head, face, arms, chest, and airways after the incident. there was some sort of explosion in a portaloo. It's believed the man was lighting a cigarette at the time. The Australian Defence Force confirmed the explosion. Don't take a smoke break in portable toilets. There's a lot of gases, like shit gases and stuff, right? The Australian Defence Forces confirmed the explosion happened during the Talesman Sabre Joint Military Exercises and said the injured man belonged to the Royal Australian Air Force. The Royal Australian Air Force member received immediate first aid from his colleagues, and he was taken to the Rockhampton Base Hospital with severe burns. So there you go. And finally today, there's a jackass who grew a really long beard, and this, for some reason, is news. The story comes from Washington. Burke Kenny says, "It's not unusual to notice people staring at his chest. I have to say, I'm up here, guys," he said, pointing to his face, just like a girl. Of course, they're probably not really staring at his chest so much as they're looking at what's covering it. An amazingly full and curly brunette beard with auburn undertones that contrast with the straight black hair on his head. Now look. Don't act like you don't love this fucking attention. You're eating this shit up. Otherwise, you wouldn't grow a fucking 4-foot beard. You want people to look at you. Why else would you grow this thing? It doesn't look good. It doesn't enhance any of your facial features. And what's great is he's got a mustache as well. Big, huge, curly mustache. I'll actually make this today's album artwork so you can see for yourself. It's just a douche move. If you need fucking mustache wax, congratulations, you're a douche. The 1800s have come and gone. Get with the program, people. All right, the 26-year-old, 26-year-old douche. The 26-year-old Olympia resident recently returned from the World Beard and Mustache Championships, okay, in Norway, where he took first place in the full beard with styled mustache category. I would like to see the trophy for that. He won the same title 4 years ago in England when he became the youngest international facial hair champion. What an honor. As they were preparing for the world competition, the contestants were followed by film crews for the reality show Whisker Wars, which... We're fucked. I mean, really. This is what's on television now, Whisker Wars, which premieres at 11 p.m. August 5th on IFC. Even though he won a title, Kenny wasn't cast as a main character on the show, but the show does follow the saga of his best friend and beard team USA teammate, 27-year-old Jack Passion of the Bay Area in California. The international competition featured about 20 categories. The Americans brought home 6 gold medals, and 4 of those were grown by men from Washington State. Kenny says that Bruce Rowe of Bremerton won for Hungarian mustache, Craig Rudy Lundvall won for full beard natural, and Keith Gandhi Jones of Seattle won the freestyle mustache competition. From the episodes he's previewed, Kenny said Whisker Wars portrays bearding as a cutthroat competition, but for him, it's more about traveling the world, drinking beer with friends, and having a good time. "I don't take it extremely seriously," said Kenny, who often dons a top hat and vintage jacket. Ah, douche chills for competition. "I like to be an honorable gentleman and present myself honorably." Of course, that's his approach. What about his competitors, you ask? "Well, they're out to get me, for sure," Kenny said. "A lot of people take it really seriously. There's a lot of drama and a lot of big egos. And you can catch it all on Whisker Wars on IFC." So stupid. God, I hate us. I hate humans. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Good, Tim. It's Scotia from Thunder Bay.
Hi, Scotia.
I just found out that...
A member of the Distorted View Pussy Posse, which is now an official group on Facebook.
There are furries in my town. Now, I've never seen any here, but my gay friend just told me he went to a furry party where they had pictures of dogs with their dicks smashing titties, and he ran into a man there who is a baby furry. So he's an infantilism fetishist.
Oh my God.
And a furry. And he's a cat that wears a diaper. And I'm so mad that I didn't get to go.
Yes.
I will try very hard to get into this so I can take pictures and get interviews for you, Tim.
Yes, that's what I want. I want pics and vid. Again, music does not translate over the phone, freaks.
It's very heavy. location tonight.
I knew that was going to be a problem. Hey, Frank Stimenson with you.
Why are you? Why do people do this?
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas, and one of my best friends is Eric in Kansas, and his girlfriend has been getting wrong number text messages from an obviously like junior high age girl who keeps sending her messages about like, "Are you guys gonna wear your silly bands to the first day of school? Yay!" Or like, "Are you guys going to the lock-in? Woo!" And she's like responded to this person saying, "Hey, you know, stop writing me. You're talking to a 35-year-old lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call your parents," and she won't stop. So, because she'll just like laugh at it. She'll be like, "Ha ha, you're so funny. Do you know Tyler?" And so Eric and I, being freaks, are wondering what the best way to fuck with a junior high girl with a wrong number in a different town would be.
You give her my phone number. No, better yet, you give me her phone number and let me take care of the situation.
And, like, she keeps talking about some lock-in. We're like, well, do we just show up to the lock-in with a case of beer and say we were involved?
No, that's not a good idea. Your girlfriend or wife or whatever is a lawyer. There's no better than that.
Yo, Tim, this is JR from California. And I was just calling to say,
Mary Riley. Well, yes, Mary Riley. That's a callback from a long time ago.
You, Mary Riley. Kimmy Hinton of the District View Podcast. And this is a little freeze. Yeah, what's that?
Mary Riley.
What's that? You're making fun of us again? You're waiting back?
No, Tim, it's me, Alex. I'm just calling you to say that I was considering showing Laser Man off to a few friends because I know we're all fun comic people and we just wanted to see something funny.
Yeah, for anyone that says Distorted View is mean, that I make fun of people, I make fun of myself just as much. I can't believe that I showed you those comic books that I wrote when I was, like, 10 or something? Awful.
Tim, I have some bad news. I just saw an ad on TV for Adam and Eve. They are now giving away a 50% off deal to the people who do not listen to Distorted View.
Well, listen, no. Stop that.
This is not acceptable. You have to do something to fix this. Just call them and say, "Hey, Adam and Eve, stop it."
Okay.
Stop it.
How about why don't you do that? Email Adam and say, "Hey, listen. For anyone that uses the coupon code or anyone who doesn't use the coupon code, I should get a cut of that action."
Hey, Timothy James Henson, this is Sir Roivus calling in about your itchy skin. It's very realistic that you just might have like a bad laundry detergent. That would explain why you and your roommate have this itchy skin.
Like a
problem.
Bad batch or something?
And if it's really a cheap brand, then it's even more likely than that's the cause.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've been using the same laundry detergent for a while now.
Hi, Timmy.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Do your parents know that you're gay? Just a thought from a fellow careless fairy. Take care.
My parents know all about me, what I do. What I do for a living, who I'm fucking. They know everything. I call them up every week. I stick my dick in my mom's face and say, "Smell this. Look where it's been." Again, you call into the voice, you listen to the show, right? And you see what happens when other people call in, putting their phone up to a speaker or a television. It never sounds good. So why would you then think for you it'll be different? Yeah. I mean, I understand it's the chicken tetrazzini clip or something, but it's just awful. Again, playing my intro for me. What are you guys trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish with that exactly? I mean, if I knew what you were trying to do, I might understand it, but you just come off as retarded. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GUIDE. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
can relax as I read some distorted news.